to the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sportsmas Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
All right, one of the interesting developments last night was that the Panthers and the Broncos back-to-back took cornerbacks. J.C. Horn, Patrick Surtain, both elite corners. And really, if you'd looked at any mock draft, there would have been a corner to fall to the Cowboys at number 10. Cowboys have an acute need to take a cornerback at number 10, and they were both gone, defying everyone's predictions. And it put the Cowboys in a spot that maybe they didn't anticipate. Now, this morning, Cowboys brass said, well, we had to game plan that possibility that the corners would be gone, and they were gone. So then they sat there at number 10, and they need help on defense. They could also use some depth on the offensive line, given the injury history. But they made the decision to trade back and get still the guy they probably would have taken at 10. And so the trade seemingly enhanced their total draft haul.
I thought it was brilliant. For all the heat that Jerry's been taking during the Cowboys this past week or two, it was a great move.
Well, let's come back to that because we've got Dan Shonka now joining us. He's from ourlads.com. Dan's an NFL guru. Dan, welcome onto the show. You've gone with David and Carla. Welcome back.
Well, hey, that was a short, I think we just visited yesterday, didn't we?
Yes.
We don't even have 12 hours that separate us, Dan.
A little more exciting today now that we know where some of these guys landed. So, and a lot, I tell you, there's several really good players that are going to be ready
there to
roll here in round two.
Well, let's start there. Who are you really excited about at the top of round two?
Well, you know, I really like Azeez Ojulari from Georgia. And the big thing there is, I heard scuttlebutt about a knee because I mean we had him in the middle of the first round. Mm-hmm. This guy is I think he's just going to be an annual Pro Bowl player, just a terrific pass rusher. And but I heard scuttlebutt about a knee, and he played, you know, after his surgeries for a couple of years. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but he's a great one. I think Asante Samuel, the corner, he's not going to last long. Trevon Moehrig, safety from TCU. Elijah Moore from Mississippi, explosive wide receiver, who we like. I was surprised on some of the guys when they went because, you know, Dave Gettleman, he jettisoned Beckham out of there. Then he brings in a guy that's maybe more vocal and got a little bit of questionable stuff, you know, and Tony from Florida. So yep. We'll see how that works out. I think Christian Barmore, big mm-hmm. defensive tackle. So those guys are going to start rolling off, and there's some really terrific. Tevin Jenkins, big tackle from Oklahoma State. So there's really good tackles and corners left for the second round.
So we're talking to Dan Shonka of ourlads.com. I want to first ask you about what team's draft most impressed you, and then what team's draft most disappointed you?
Well, I think the Raiders just jump out at me. I mean, they took a third-round guard tackle,
exactly.
In the middle of first round, for heaven's sakes. I mean, they could have got Leatherwood, anywhere in that second, third round. I mean, if they loved him that much, but they had him way over his skis there, and I thought that the Miami Dolphins hit a home run with Waddle and Phillips. Phillips, defensive end from Miami. Of course, Waddle, the explosive wide receiver return guy. I mean, there's just a terrific. They walk out of there with two really good players. I think New Orleans reached again for a defensive end in Peyton Turner. And, you know, they blew their pick a couple years ago with Marcus Davenport I don't know who's doing their defensive ends, but boy, I'll tell you what, that's, really questionable. I'll tell you what, now, the Jets, we didn't have Zach Wilson up as high as other people. He's talented. I think that, we're going to have to see how he holds up. I mean, there's a lot of question marks there, but one place there's no question mark is Elijah Vera Tucker.
Right, they snagged him with
14th overall pick, and he is a great football player. So that's just scratching the surface a little bit. Of course, I love Mac Jones going to the Patriots. And there is three spots I would love to see Mac go. I think it was perfect for him to go at 3 to San Francisco. I thought that Carolina would have been a sweet spot for him. But, man, he hit the home run there going to New England.
Yeah, agreed. And then, you know, you love Belichick just sitting there and having Mac Jones fall into his lap. And he seems like the cerebral type of player that Belichick just absolutely loves. But tell me this. How do you feel, Dan, about what Carolina did at the 8 spot? I mean, I'm thinking you bring in Sam Darnold, and Sam's whole issue, besides having Adam Gase as a head coach, was that there was no one around to help him, meaning his own personnel. And while J.C. Horn, obviously, one of the top corners in the draft, if not the best, is great, he is not a help to Darnold. How do you look at that pick? Do you think they should have drafted a tackle or a wide receiver like Devontae Smith? Do you like that pick at 8?
Well, I tell you, yes. I mean, J.C. Horn now is a great – they needed a corner, okay? And he's arguably the first or second best corner here. I mean, I know why they went with Horn instead of Surtain, for instance, because of J.C. Horn has got some swag to him now, man. I mean, here is a guy that's going to knock you down and then – point at you and say, hey, don't be throwing my way again. You know what I mean? And he's really a terrific player. But I think this, I know what Carolina was thinking. Okay, and you're right. We got to get the protection for Darnold. But at 39, they're going to have some really good offensive tackles in there. And so I think they decided to go that direction. Because, I mean, Jalen Mayfield, who we love, we had him late in the first round. He didn't work out great. You know, his workout wasn't super, but he's gonna be there, okay? And then you got Tevin Jenkins. He's going to be there. There's going to be Dylan Raddatz from North Dakota State, really an outstanding tackle. So there's going to be a tackle there for them. I think that's why they went ahead and took J.C. Horn.
And what about Walker Little, the tackle out of Stanford?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't take him in the second round. I'd probably take him in the third or fourth round because, hey, you haven't seen a guy for 2 years, you know.
Right.
But again, another tackle. I mean, there's a lot of tackles in that second and third round area, and I think that's why Carolina did what they did.
We got just about a minute for you to tell us whether the Bears really got it right this time going up and getting Justin Fields.
Hey, we love Justin Fields, okay? He was one of our top three quarterbacks, so I have no problem there. And they wanted to get a mobile quarterback. They had to get some splash up there. They needed a quarterback. Hey, let's face it. I mean, Dalton, I mean, he's a placeholder right now. Foles can't do it. I mean, you know, lightning struck a it was lightning in a bottle a few years ago in Philadelphia, but Foles is just a guy. And so... hey, now you got a dynamic, electric player. So did the Bears get it right? Hey, only tell Mike. They got the right player. Hopefully he'll get coached. That's the, you know, they already proved that they can't coach, you know, they couldn't coach Trubisky because he had some talent and he did some good things, took him to the playoffs a couple of years, and they want to jettison him out of there. So now I think Justin Fields will give some electricity to that fan base and to their locker room.
Fantastic. Dan, always enjoy your commentary, your analysis. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Dan Shonk of rlads.com. Take care.
Thank you.